November 24, 1930, how there is not one point in which the divine will does not exercise its operating act toward the creatures, and these receive them according to their dispositions. Jesus speaks of chastisements. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues, but my poor existence goes on very often amid the bitternesses of the privations of my sweet Jesus. And while I long for him, reaching the point of feeling life missing in me, because he is my life, nor do I know any other life or other pleasure but Jesus, then, if he comes for a little, while I feel myself coming to life again, ah! That breath of life that he gives me he embitters, because he tells me nothing other than the great chastisements which divine justice keeps prepared, how all the elements will put themselves against man. The water, the fire, the wind, the rocks, the mountains, will change into deadly weapons, and strong earthquakes will make many cities and people disappear, and in all nations, not even our own will be spared. And then, the revolutions in which they are will be engulfed. And the wars that are about to break out, it seems that almost all will be caught in the net which they themselves are preparing. But he says this with such bitterness, and then he leaves me without my usual pains which he used to communicate to me. So, while I was embittered, I continued my acts in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus, making himself seen, told me, "My daughter, rise, come into my operating will. My will is immense, but in its immensity there is not one point in which it does not exercise special and distinct acts toward mankind. And even though my will is one, one is its immensity, one is its act, however, in its immensity it holds the order of all the effects which come out as acts from one single act, to pour themselves out toward each creature, which receives them according to her dispositions. If she is disposed to loving me, she receives the effects of the love that my operating will is pouring. If disposed to being good, she receives the effects of its operating goodness. If disposed to becoming holy, she receives the effects of its sanctity. So, according to their dispositions, the immensity of my fiat pours itself, its different effects which convert for them into acts, over each creature. And one who is not disposed receives nothing, even though my divine will is always there as operating over each one of them. And since they do not want to receive the good it wants to give them, my justice converts these goods that the creature rejects into chastisements. This is the reason why my divine will is as though on the lookout from within the elements, to see whether they are disposed to receive the good of its continuous operating. And in seeing itself rejected, tired, it arms the elements against them. Therefore, unforeseen chastisements and new phenomena are about to happen. The earth, with its almost continuous tremor, warns man to come to his senses, otherwise he will sink under his own steps because it can no longer sustain him. The evils that are about to happen are grave, otherwise I would not have suspended you often from your usual state of victim. Now, the creature who enters into my divine will lets not one act escape her. She runs to each operating act of it, adores its acts, thanks them, loves them, and everywhere honors the supreme volition. She keeps them company, and in her littleness she would want to secure all of its acts with her little love. So, only one who lives in it can defend the rights of a will so holy. Therefore, always in my will do I want you. And you, never want to go out of it. Fiat.